I drove in the downtown Traverse City on Saturday afternoon and, to my surprise, found an Occupy Wall Street demonstration occupying both sides of Front Street, the town's main drag. Well, it was actually called an Occupy Traverse City demonstration. The protesters, who numbered perhaps 50 or 60, seemed more cheerful than angry. The weather was brisk but pleasant. It was a nice day to be outside. Their mood was perhaps helped by the fact that the demonstration took place in front of a Horizon bookstore, and the protesters could, and did, pop in for coffee or chai latte. This had the political effect of making me nostalgic for borders. The protesters were all white and almost all well scrubbed. Their ages and signs varied widely. One said, "Throw all the incumbents out," which you could easily have imagined at a Tea Party rally. One or two signs specifically attacked the Republicans in Congress, but most seemed nonpartisan but anti-corporation. The most common sign said, "We are the 99%, an allusion to the fact that most income growth in this nation has gone to those with incomes in the upper 1%. There were lots of anti-big-business signs, and the most sardonic said, "I refuse to believe corporations are people until Texas executes one." What was interesting was that the atmosphere was more that of a happening than of an angry demonstration. Their goal seemed simply to get passing cars to honk and wave, and when they did, they cheered. Former Governor Bill Milliken passed by and waved, and they cheered him too. If there was any opposition, I didn't see it. I was meeting Dean Robb, the legendary civil rights lawyer, for dinner. He'd been signing copies of his autobiography at Horizon and was startled and pleased to discover the demonstration. "I feel like I should have joined it," he said. But what wasn't clear from the few protesters I talked to there or from press coverage of Occupy Wall Street demonstrations elsewhere is what exactly they seek to accomplish. The demonstrators don't like the fact that Wall Street got bailed out and so many Americans still don't have jobs. There's also anger that Michigan businesses are getting big tax cuts and thousands of children are losing welfare benefits, apparently forever. But it isn't clear exactly what they want to do about it. They aren't making precise demands. So far, there is no candidate X promising, say, to bring more corporate malefactors to justice. Nor is there a candidate Y saying that the richest 1% need to pay more taxes and the poorer 50% less so we have more equality. That may yet happen. Protest movements sometimes take time to gel and longer still to build up enough momentum to succeed. We saw that with civil rights and the Vietnam War. Results took years. But those movements knew precisely what they wanted. Those in the Occupy Wall Street movement may yet develop a specific agenda. Charismatic political candidates may emerge to support it. That could dramatically change American politics. But that hasn't happened yet, and unless it does, the Occupy movement may have little political impact, at least in the foreseeable future.